Welcome to the realitydoctor.com and this edition of Dr. G's audio blog. As a retired naturopathic doctor with 36 years of experience and a special interest in the mind-body connection, I've learned that the minds of men and women are different. And of course, I'm not talking about brain structure, intelligence, brain power, or equality issues. I'm talking about the differences in the way men and women approach life issues, how their minds collect data differently, and how it's interpreted differently. These differences are crucial for all men to understand, particularly young men. At no time in our history that I'm aware of has it been more confusing to be male. If you scroll through TikTok, you'll notice the average young male is totally lost. He has no idea what it means to be a man in society. No one is guiding him or showing him how. I remember those teenage years of feeling alone and insecure. Remember, I was 16 and I was thinking, how do I evolve into a confident, passionate, purposeful man? I want to be that. I recall pacing back and forth in front of my phone. Back then, it was a rotary dial. Do any of you remember those? And spending hours willing myself to call a young woman I had a crush on. It took me 3 days to do that. The fear of potentially being rejected by her was intense. I wish I knew then what I know now. Fear comes in two forms: real and imagined. The imagined fear, that type of fear, originates from subconscious programming that we receive in early childhood. In my decades of practice, I realized just how powerful these subconscious programs are and how they affect the daily lives of all of us, both men and women. Our reality as we know it reflects these subconscious programs that we allow to run. And yes, I said that we allow to run. Make no mistake, this is how our reality as we know it is created. The subconscious mind dictates 95% of who we are. Only 5% is the conscious mind. So the subconscious mind in that 95%, it is automatic. So I call it the automatic mind, and it's where our emotions reside. So it's automatic and emotional. Our conscious minds, on the other hand, are or is where we discern things. It's our awareness mind. And just like the computers that we use daily, our minds, they're programmed. And we do have the choice of what programs we allow to run, but here's the catch. It's up to the conscious mind to become aware of the programs we're running and to take action. We must take control of our subconscious mind and reprogram it, align it with our desired goals in order to create any new reality that we might be considering. Contrary to popular belief, men do have fears. I'm a man, I have fears. I have doubts as a man. I don't doubt my manhood, but I have doubts as a man. And men have needs. And I'm not just talking about sex, although there is some truth to that, I suppose. But the biggest myth about being a man is that a real man should not have feelings, or at the very least, never show them. Men of my generation are more action-oriented or fix-it-oriented. And when I become aware of what I don't know, I tend to take action. I realize now that most men really don't know truths about themselves, the truth, how we think and why we act the way we do. For men to become the best version of themselves, these universal truths must become known and acted upon. So if you look at it, I want you to be aware of a few things that you can take away today. Men and women do think differently. For you as a man to understand the mind of a woman, you must first acknowledge that the minds are different in how they collect and interpret data. I've raised four daughters. I can tell you that's absolutely true. Subconscious programs often have a genetic, or in this case, a gender-specific influence that affects our behavior and thinking. Men have genuine fears and needs. These emotions and thoughts originate from the subconscious programming that I mentioned before and should not be dismissed. And personal growth requires action. To become the best version of yourself as a man, you must take control of your subconscious mind and align it with the reality that you want to create. So men and women think differently. Our reality mirrors our subconscious programming. We have gender-specific programming. We have genuine fears and needs as men. And to grow into the man that we can become, it requires action on our part. Understanding the mind of a woman begins with understanding yourself as a man. By exploring our subconscious programming and recognizing our fears and doubts and needs, we can bridge the gap between our conscious intentions and our subconscious reactions. I'll say that again. Our conscious intentions, what we intend to have happen, and our subconscious reactions, which are often not in alignment with it. True masculinity is not about suppressing emotions, but about consciously choosing the programs that run our lives and ultimately creating the reality that we desire. And I'll have more to say about that in later editions. First, understand your own programming as a man. And then and only then do you have the possible ability to understand the mind of a woman, because they're different. In a case you aren't aware of it, in relationships, especially with women, it takes two to tango, but you'd better understand the dance first. Until next time.